You're listening to The GOAT. I'm Courtney. We are once again highlighting the Lakeland College wrestlers, and this weekend, super exciting for the college as they are hosting the futsal championships. We've got Gavin in the studio from the men's futsal team. Gavin, how are you feeling getting ready for the championships this morning?
First of all, I want to say thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to come here and talk about it. Honestly, it's been like a couple sleepless nights last week. I'm just anticipating the energy, the environment, just playing in front of our home crowd, all our friends and classmates. It's honestly just anticipation, not anxiousness or nervousness, just that drive to, you know, I'm ready for this and we want to play.
Before we talk more about the championships, let's kind of take a look back at your guys' season. What were successes for you guys as a team?
We're coming into the season, we had about, I think, 16 new rookies. So we had, I think, with that was 7-8 returning players. So it's not really that usual when it's like that. So that was definitely a big change. But from August when we started in preseason training to now, we definitely have significant growth from all of our new players and from our returning players in ways, you know, from negative things or things they need to work on from prior years. So I feel like just team development and personal development is one of our big successes. And in our outdoor season, we didn't get the result we wanted to. We didn't end up making it to playoffs, unfortunately. But I think we did have good success, a lot of improvement, and I was proud of our season. And futsal, the past two weekends have been, we had one good weekend, we won four games and lost one, and then the next weekend it was the opposite. We won one and lost four. So kind of a little bit of back and forth there. But yeah, I feel like team development has been like the biggest success, I think.
And you mentioned outdoor soccer. I didn't realize this before we started talking. You guys transitioned from outdoor soccer to futsal as a team. So kind of how does that work for your team lineup or as a student athlete and what that journey is?
Yeah, it's a big change from, you know, like I said, August when we started our training to November beginning when the season ends. It's just kind of straight outdoor everyday training. In preseason, it's two times a day. So then it's like during the game year and stuff, it's a game, two games every weekend. So it's just really go, go, go. You got to balance school, everything like that. Practice every day. And then when we go into futsal, it's practice usually three times a week. It's a completely different game, different, you know, techniques, and a lot to get adjusted to, especially for the new players. But for people who have played futsal before, it's kind of easy to just get, you know, back into that. But yeah, I definitely say it's a big change from outdoor to futsal.
Interesting. I've been learning so much from you guys, and I'm so thankful you were able to give us some more insight about the sport and what a season looks like in regards to futsal. Okay, back to the championships. It's right here at Lakeland College this weekend. So what did that look like for you guys preparing for the championship?
This is like just a little insight into my mindset. I've been here for 4 years. So since the day I came to Lakeland, I've been wanting to, you know, win a gold medal, win something in front of our crowd. So all those years have been prep work. But for this year, it's just been, you know, setting the standards, setting the environments, you know, having good sessions technically and having the environment up, which is a big thing for us. We feed off good environment, good energy. And then like the past 2 weeks with training, it's been really focusing on, you know, how we want to play, how we want to, you know, react to certain things and make changes and stuff. And the last week has been, we've been playing music during training and then having the stands out and, you know, having to increase our communication because it's going to be loud in the gym. So having that distraction there to kind of, you know, focus on the game has been a help. And yeah, just fine tuning, you know, our practices and making sure, like, you know, really effective. And yeah, that's been the preparation we've been focusing on.
Well, so both the men's and women's team's going to be in action over at Lakeland College. Gavin, if folks want to come out, cheer you guys on, when are your games getting started for you guys at the championships?
For the men's, we play Friday against Red Deer Kings at 3:30 p.m. And then on Saturday, we play against the Nate Ooks at 9 a.m. in Lakeland Gym. So yeah, 3:30 p.m. on Friday and 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Oh my gosh, bright and early on Saturday.
Yeah. First game, yeah.
Well, we are cheering you guys on, of course. Head down to Lakeland College to catch the futsal action. Gavin, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.